Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the Whittemore-Peterson Institute with Annette Whittemore, Dr. Vince Lombardi, and Dr. Svetlana Kybalina. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Michael Hackett, and Wayne Frediani. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Mainline and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Annette Whittemore. She is the founder and president of the Whittemore-Peterson Institute. Dr. Vincent Lombardi is director of research at the Whittemore-Peterson Institute. And Dr. Svetlana Kybalina is an MD, PhD with extensive experience in viruses, especially hantavirus. And I think I got that fairly close, right? I also want to disclaim for those watching that I am a member of the board of the Whittemore-Peterson Institute and very proud to be there, and I do have a dog in this fight because my wife has been suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome for more than 30 years. So any research that you can accomplish will help my family too.
Do the best.
Let's start out with a very interesting thing that the Institute has gotten involved in over the last couple of years, which is Gulf War illness. What can you tell us about this and what the research is happening with it?
Well, first of all, I think that the better person to answer that might be Dr. Lombardi, but I can tell you that the Gulf War illness is a multi-symptom illness and very, very similar in some ways to chronic fatigue syndrome, and so it was a natural to take that on, and I'll let Dr. Lombardi talk a little more about that.
How does it manifest itself?
Well, Gulf War illness is defined by a series of symptoms that inflicted people who were participating in the first Gulf War, the 1991 Operation Desert Storm. People who came back from that operation probably, it could be up to maybe 30% suffered from a multitude of symptoms, including exercise intolerance, neurocognitive dysfunction.
Hang on, explain that one.
Which one?
The second one.
Neurocognitive dysfunction. Basically, they can't concentrate. They have difficulty thinking.
Short-term
memory loss. Things like that.
And what has your research shown so far with this?
Well, right now we're just kind of on the part where we're doing the analysis of the data we've collected. But the general project we have going on is basically twofold. It's looking for pathogens and biomarker discovery. And so in this particular disease, they really don't know what causes it. It's not like some diseases where you can do a laboratory test and say, yes, you have that. It's mostly defined by a constellation of symptoms. And so the holy grail in a disease like this is finding one particular biomarker. So that's the project we're working on, is looking for particular biomarkers that can define the disease definitively.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed as I've been doing these interviews with you and with others is that it seems that there isn't one specific illness, that it's a multitude of illnesses that are now coming under a banner. Would you agree with that?
Well, there's a multitude of symptoms, and they do affect a lot of different parts of the body, and I think that's more accurate. So they're having difficulty thinking, so that's affecting the brain. They're having difficulty with rashes, actually, in this disease, and they're having difficulty with energy levels. So it really is systemic. And you're right, there probably are several diseases, even at subgroups, I should say, in each of these diseases. So it makes it a little more difficult to research until we can find a few biomarkers, actually, that are going to help define those subgroups and we'll be able to do the research in more detail.
And that's one of the things that you were doing with ME and chronic fatigue syndrome, was trying to find the biomarkers.
That's correct.
Okay. You're also collaborating with groups in other countries, and you've been doing that for a while. I mean, you yourself have toured the world talking about ME and chronic fatigue syndrome. Mm-hmm. Tell us about Belgium and Kazan, Russia, in terms of research.
Well, I'm going to let our researchers talk a little bit about that. It's very, very exciting that we do have research collaborations in Belgium and in Kazan, Russia. And as a matter of fact, our researchers were there this summer and spent quite a bit of time working with our collaborators. And I think I'll let Dr. Kavalina speak to that a little bit.
Yes, we have ongoing collaboration with our colleague in Kazan, actually. His name is Dr. Rizvanov, and he is a graduate of University of Nevada, Reno, so it's kind of like long back, our collaboration on various diseases. And now he is the chairperson of the Department of Genetics at the Institute of Molecular Medicine at the Kazan Federal University, and he is a very influential person. He is expressing his interest in collaboration with us because we have so much experience in various diseases like lupus, like MS, like myalgic encephalomyelitis and stuff like that. So they are making their first steps in this direction, and they really very much appreciate the fact that we're willing to step in and share with them all what we learned so far and go from that forward, and especially Dr. Lombardi's experience in studying ME chronic fatigue is extremely valuable in that respect.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the Whittemore Peterson Institute when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 3rd, 9 to 2 p.m. at Reno Town Mall. Renowned Health and Senior Care Plus have free health screenings, flu and pneumonia shots. That's Senior Fest. Call Senior Spectrum Newspaper for more information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest, September 3rd, 9 to 2 p.m. at Reno Town Mall. Renown Health and Senior Care Plus have free health screenings, flu, and pneumonia shots. That's Senior Fest. Call Senior Spectrum Newspaper for more information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Annette Whittemore, Dr. Vincent Lombardi, and Dr. Svetlana Kaibolina, all of the Whittemore-Peterson Institute. So this leads you into an area of your expertise here.
Well,
in terms of collaboration.
So right now, there's been virtually no research done in Russia on ME, although they have a high prevalence of the disease there. It hasn't even really been defined. And so the Russian government is committed to investing a substantial amount of research effort into understanding ME and to possibly finding its cause. And so because we are somewhat experts in this field and have a lot of experience, they want to go forward with a collaboration to investigate the prevalence of ME and to promote some basic research going forward. So this will be, as far as I know, the first research project's been done in ME in Russia. And like I said, that we have extensive resources through our collaborators to do this work, and the Russian government is very committed to understanding the cause of ME.
When you were last on the program, we were talking about gene sequencing and the new machinery that WPI had gotten and had given to the University of Nevada. Have we seen any results coming from that?
Actually, we're just starting those projects right now, so we're actually using that same technology for the ME project as well as the Goal 4 Illness project. So literally we had to wait for some of those, because it's such new technology, we're waiting for the reagents and for the equipment is in place, but the supplies that need to run the equipment were pending. And so we finally received those, and now we're actually starting to process the biological samples, so I would expect to have some results probably within the next month or so.
Okay, well, and that perfect timing for that. We'll talk about more about that in a moment. Annette, you've just hired a new medical director. What's that all about?
That's very, very exciting news. So we just heard that he'd gotten his medical license. He is coming from Belgium with extensive experience in ME and other chronic diseases. Dr. Demirlier is his name, and he has published hundreds of scientific journals, articles on ME, and he is studying extensively right now chronic Lyme disease, very, very interested in that. And as you read more and more about it, it definitely is moving, it is on the move, and it is a concern. The CDC is very concerned about Lyme disease in the United States, and so perfect timing to have him come and open up a medical practice.
For those that suffer from ME and chronic fatigue syndrome, mm-hmm. What hope do you offer them at this point in time?
Well, I think that just knowing that we're here, knowing that we're opening this new medical practice, knowing that we're doing the research looking for the underlying causes of disease and not just looking for, you know, the next Band-Aid. And I think that that is the most hopeful thing that I see happening. And I also see that there are others, because we've started this program, there are others out there that have taken that big step and are also doing some research in this field and making progress. There is a lot of progress.
And one of the areas we want to make progress in is raising money, because without that, the Institute does not survive.
Well, that's absolutely true, and it supports research. So right now, you know, our budget is our base budget is covered and we're fine, but everything else that we raise goes to research and goes to the medical practice and supports the work. So, you know, it is important, and we're excited because we're going to have our 8th annual I Hope You Dance event coming up on September 13th at 6 p.m. and tickets are for sale. It's easy to get a hold of an individual, Kellen or Katie, at the Institute, and we'd love to have the whole community participate.
Well, and we're very excited about being there. It's going to be at the Atlantis Hotel Casino in
Reno.
Correct. And anybody from Las Vegas that wants to fly up and buy a ticket, we'll be delighted to accommodate them. But we would love to see just a sold-out event again this year.
Absolutely.
And it's always a fun event, which is...
Right. We have Susie Orbeck coming back from Tennessee, from Nashville. She's a country western singer, young woman who's up and coming. And we have... fine dining and a wonderful time dancing.
And you're also honoring two really great people, Jan and Bob
Absolutely.
Davidson of the Davidson Institute for the Profoundly Gifted, who have done remarkable things for the profoundly gifted in this country.
And for the Reno community as well. I mean, they've been just phenomenal at the university, and they're giving back to the university, giving back to the community, and they've always been supportive of our efforts. So we are proud and happy to be honoring them. And we also have an advocate for those in this field, for those patients that know Pat Farrow has been a long-time advocate. She lost her son, who died after being very, very ill with ME. And he was only 21 at the time. So she decided to start a foundation and began to advocate for patients. And she's just been a wonderful individual out there working
well,
on
behalf
of us.
What's neat, too, is that if folks want to talk to you guys, they can come to the event on the 13th at the Atlantis. But for ticket information, we'll post it on our links on our website, and or you can go directly to the Whittemore Peterson Institute website. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate all the work you do. We'll
Thank
be right
you.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Great news. The housing market is improving, and now Fannie Mae and most major banks are allowing streamlined short sales with no documentation, no hardship, and full debt release. Call me today for more information.
It's not easy being a rug. People literally walk all over me. Oh no, here we go again. That's why I was thrilled my owners took me to the Carpet Tender.
Only the Carpet Tender has a state-of-the-art rug washing plant offering the best possible results. It's not just better technology, it's the human touch and hand detailing. For rug cleaning, it's the Carpet Tender or something less.
Never paint your home again when you let DeBell Home Improvement in Reno Forever Coat your home. Forever Coat is 12 times thicker than paint. Forever Coat saves energy on cooling and heating.
It's one of the features I really liked was the insulation value of it. I've noticed my cooling bills have dropped quite a bit.
I feel like I'm driving up to a new home every night because it just looks 150% better.
Call now, 826-6444. First 10 callers receive a $1,250 discount. Call now.
I've specialized in helping homeowners recover in Reno since 2008, and I've never charged homeowners for any of my services. So if you ever have any questions at all, call me today, and I'll be glad to help you out.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, we are pleased to welcome back to the program after a long absence, Dick Gammack, the Washoe County District Attorney. Wayne Frediani is here, the Executive Director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Michael Hacker with Allrisk Consulting. Pleasure to have you all here. So, big surprise in the world of law enforcement yesterday, which was that Sheriff Doug Gillespie said he's not going to run for a third term. He had talked previously about running for a third term, and he said it's with a great deal of thought and consideration that I've made the decision to not pursue a third term as Clark County Sheriff. He wants to concentrate on the more cops tax that is going through in Southern Nevada that has not been yet approved by the Clark County Commission. And according to a columnist with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Gillespie had to endure the resignations of Assistant Sheriff Ted Moody and several civilian members of the Use of Force Review Board after Gillespie overruled a recommendation to fire an officer who shot a man. The officer mistakenly believed he had a gun. Board members criticized Gillespie for failing to follow their unanimous recommendation and for ostensibly undermining the role of the board. Your thoughts on all of that, Mr. Gammack?
First of all, I have thoroughly enjoyed working with Doug Gillespie. We've been on several committees together. We've worked on several panels. He really has the safety of this state and the future of this state at heart. He takes that at heart. As far as having a disagreement with the board, that happens to all of us quite often. Just because they feel one way doesn't mean he has to go with that ball game. And I'm sure that he made a decision based on other factors and more extensive factors than what the board did, plus his experience. And that means a lot. And normally, citizens' boards are good for review. Citizens' board are good to look at things. But a lot of times, they reach a decision that we may not agree with.
Your thoughts on this, Wayne? You know, when you have a civilian board, well, first of all, the assistant sheriff, former assistant sheriff, resigned from the board, and then the entire board resigned because of his decision. Doesn't that tell you something? And certainly when you're looking at a re-election campaign?
Well, you know, I'm not all that familiar with all the nuances, Sam, but, you know, that's a tough position. I'm sure that politics played some role in that, which is unfortunate. My dealings with the sheriff were always very good. As it relates to the auto industry, it's a very high vehicle theft area in Las Vegas, and they've done a good job of cutting that down. So my experiences with him and his department, good. With the review board, I can't address that. I have no answer for that.
So do you think, Michael, it's really a case of politics that this would be a tough road to hoe when you're trying to get this tax passed by the county commission, and it's not been an automatic by any means?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the priority really here is the More Cops initiative. I mean, this was a bill, as much as any bill this past legislative session, that put us into a special session because it was not processed in time. So obviously that's where the priority is. And frankly, right now, from what I understand, the votes are not there in the commission to pass this. So whether this takes some of the politics out of it by him choosing not to run, or whether this adds more politics to it, that remains to be seen. But that, to me, is ultimately the issue.
And you know, I mean, I think the odds would have been that he would have been reelected pretty easily.
He's had a pretty successful run down there in Clark County because he does work so hard and get out so much, and he's well known down there. So I would think he would be reelected, but he's changed his priorities and wants to go after the more cops.
Wayne, there was an interesting editorial in the Las Vegas Review-Journal today, the cost of rejecting property tax increase. You know, what's going on down in Southern Nevada, as it is across the state, is everybody's getting keyed up on one side or the other of this margins tax.
Right.
And, you know, the money's supposed to go towards education. But what the Review Journal is saying is that you don't have the funding to expand the schools. The schools are already overcrowded. And, you know, if you're going to increase full-day kindergarten and pre-kindergarten and reduce class sizes across the board, how do you do that if you don't have money then for facilities?
Well, you know, I am, as an industry, we're kind of opposed to the margins tax, okay? It's not that, you know, we're anti-education or anti-kids or anti-teachers, but we don't like the funding mechanism, which is, you know, gross revenue, whether you're a company that's profitable or not. I have thought that some of the issues that have surfaced at the legislature that haven't been explored in the terms of a service tax to provide, you know, is a better funding mechanism maybe for the expansion of education funding, and I believe that out of this session, they're going to study that over the next 12 to 15 months to see if that's an alternative. And I think it's viable.
Your thoughts on this, Michael?
Well, I think we're kind of seeing where the trend is going right now in terms of what they're doing here in Washoe County, and I think what they're going to be looking at down in Clark County, and that is year-round school as a as the norm and not the exception, because frankly, like you say, with the constraints on capital budgets for school districts, what else can they do in terms of alleviating the overcrowding and all of that that's going on right now? So to me, that's where this is going to go right now until there's some sort of breakthrough regarding getting more funding for capital projects.
You get the last 10 seconds, Dick.
Back on my soapbox again. It's time for tax reform in this state, and I've been preaching this now for several years. I keep getting slapped in the side of the head by the legislature and everyone else in Carson City, but it's time we do some tax reform here. We have goods are about 15% of what we do here. Services are 85%. It's time to take those taxes and level them off. And you reduce them, fine. Reduce the rate, but still level them off so that any bump anywhere doesn't do what it does to this state. It's absorbed because you have it across the state and can't seem to get that point across.
And that's where we've got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Reno's favorite, House of Bread, now has an all-new second location in the Plumgate Center at the corner of Plum and Arlington in Reno. The freshest breads, pastries, sandwiches, and more.
I'm Mel Laub, and this is my son, Joe.
Since 1965, my father and I built our law firm, protecting you, your family, and your money.
Laub and Laub, we're here for you.
Could you use up to $2,500 in minutes? We've got you covered. We are Dollar Loan Center, your community short-term lender. No checking account required, no application fees, and no prepayment penalties. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota to Los Angeles, California, apply at one of our 80 locations or complete your entire loan online at don'tbebroke.com.
Now any night can be pizza night for just $5 with Papa Murphy's Faves Pizzas. Large, freshly made family favorites that are ready to go when you are. To create, take, and bake in your oven. Choose one of three simple combinations with handmade dough and freshly grated mozzarella. Only Papa Murphy's could create a pizza this good for just $5. Get a large Faves Pizza every day, just $5. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Steve Hill will be here. He's the director of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, probably the most important job in the state. We'll see you on the next one.